अग्नि सर सर अग्नि
ज़्यादा मौका नहीं मिला, चार पांच दिन ही मिला है न्यूजीलैंड वनडे सीरीज़ और उस टेस्ट सीरीज़ के बीच में, लेकिन काफ़ी अच्छा लग रहा है कि एक और टेस्ट सीरीज़ की शुरुआत हो रही है और इंग्लैंड की साथ 5 टेस्ट सीरीज़, बहुत साल के बाद 5 टेस्ट सीरीज़ हो रहा है इंडिया में, तो बहुत खुशी है और प्रिपरेशंस बहुत बढ़िया रहा है. Obviously, a bit disappointed with some of the injuries that has happened, but that's part and parcel of the game. But you know, it's unfortunate. Especially, I feel really sad for Rohit because he was really doing well in the test format. Obviously, we all know the importance of Rohit in the shorter format, but you know, in the test format, he was really doing well. And it's unfortunate that he misses out on this test series.
You lost your wicket also, Rajkumar is basically getting wicket as they said. So why could this
team have this? No, we still haven't figured out what combination to have. You know, obviously everyone's available for selection, the entire squad. With Hardik being a part of the squad, you know, we have more options. So we still haven't, you know, this is the first test match that is happening in Rajkot. It's a new stadium. I know, you know, we have played one-day cricket and T20 here, but in a test, we don't know how the wicket is going to be. But the looks of it, it looks really a good surface. So we'll decide. We still have a couple of days before we go for the test match, and then we will look at all the combinations.
Sandeep?
No, I think, you know, New Zealand was a very hard-fought series. You know, yes, results certainly show a 3-0 win to us. But, you know, we exactly know how hard we had to work to win the series. And what was really nice to see during the series was all the three surfaces were very different. So our team really adapted well to the conditions. And that is our strength. So, yes, we certainly look at opposition and then try and see what their strengths and weaknesses are. But, you know, having said that, you know, England certainly has a quality side. Alistair Cook has been here, you know, on a number of occasions, and you know, he's a quality player at the top. So obviously, that's something that we will be looking at. And Joe Root and you know, their batting lineup and also their bowling attack, you know, is something that you know, has troubled us in the past. But you know, having said that, what we would like to focus on is what we can do. And how we can measure up to whatever we set out to do, and that's exactly how we did in against New Zealand. And you know, like I mentioned, we adapted to all the three surfaces very, very quickly, and also did the right things as a team. You know, as a bowling unit, we bowled the right areas because each wicket, each surface demanded a different adaptation as a bowler. So all those things were really done, and then of course, you know, the batting, like I mentioned, you know, clicked. So that's what we expect in the first test as well. थोड़ा डल होता जा रहा है. आप कौन सी किस बॉलर के बारे में आप बात कर रहे हैं? हाँ हाँ, भुवनेश कुमार ने 5 विकेट निकाला कलकत्ता में. नहीं नहीं, भुवनेश कुमार ने तो 5 विकेट निकाला कलकत्ता में, और शमी ने इतना बढ़िया बॉलिंग डाला, और उमेश यादव भी इतना बढ़िया बॉलिंग डाला है. वेस्ट इंडीज़ में तो आपने देखा कि फास्ट बॉलर्स की उनके कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन का क्या था. तो हम लोग ये नहीं सोचते कि स्पिन डिपार्टमेंट मजबूत है, फास्ट बॉलर डिपार्टमेंट मजबूत है, ऐसा नहीं सोचते. हमारे बॉलिंग अटैक, बॉलिंग कॉम्बिनेशन, 20 विकेट कैसे निकालेंगे, या फास्ट बॉलर निकाले या स्पिनर निकाले या बीच में एक आध ब्रेक थ्रूस मिले, उसी के बारे में हम सोचते हैं. तो मुझे यही कहना है कि मुझे खुशी होती है कि सब फास्ट बॉलरों ने, अगर आप पूरे तीन टेस्ट मैच लिए वेस्ट इंडीज़ में और तीन यहाँ पे न्यूजीलैंड में, एक इनिंग्स के बदौलत सिर्फ वो जमैका में जब 6 विकेट निकाले 10 नहीं निकाले, हर इनिंग्स में तो हम लोग ऑल आउट किए हैं अपोजिशन को और जीते हैं मैच, तो वही कॉन्फिडेंस से हम इस सीरीज़ में भी जाएंगे। No, I don't think so. I think, you know, you can certainly look at history and probably, you know, look at it the way you want to. But it's a totally different team. It's a totally different England team that is coming. It's a new Indian team that is playing against England. Yes, there have been some players who've played in, you know, the last series. But it's a totally different, you know, series. For us, what is really good has been, you know, we've been playing Test cricket. Right from West Indies onwards, yes, there was 5 one-dayers in between and a couple of T20s in Florida. Other than that, it's been, you know, 7 test matches in a row. And we have seen the development of our team in the last 7 matches, and that's healthy. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, every player is looking forward to this 5 test match series. So, yes, past records, you can look at it the way you want to. But for us, you know, the immediate performances really matter, and that's the confidence that we'd like to take into the series.
Shriram, both of they have great strokes, and you have Hardik Pandya. Talk about the rise of the importance of somebody like that, and the rise of Hardik Pandya, Sekhar Hussain, Sekhar Prasad, Sekhar is in the world from now, space is increased. What exactly is happening? How's all that happening?
No, I think Hardik is an extremely talented you know, player. Even when he first came into the IPL, he showed what he was capable of. Yes, the shorter format is totally different, but I think the potential that Hardik has, all of us have seen that, you know, whether it is a short glimpse in a T20 or even in the one dayers, you know, when he bowled in Dharamshala and then batted in Delhi, we could see that, you know, he's a quality player, and that's what we have, you know, backed him in this series as well, you know, to get him into the test squad, because the importance of an all-rounder, we all understand the fifth bowler. The importance of the fifth bowler, and if someone can bowl at 140 and give you the you know, option of batting really well lower down in the order, that's a great option to have. So we are really looking at how Hardik develops. Yes, you know, we don't want to put too much pressure on Hardik. Even when someone asked me you know, in Delhi as to how we are going to look at Hardik, we are going to give him all the freedom to go and express himself and not worry about you know, test cricket or whatever, whenever he gets the opportunity. But you know, he's a quality player who we will back, and yes, he will only get better. You know, the more he plays, the better he will get, and it's a nice thing to have as an all-rounder in a squad.
Last question, sir. Another player in squad is Sekhar Hussain. Sekhar
I think Karun has done all the hard yards, you know, in domestic cricket of scoring runs heavily and also regularly and consistently. There was a little bit of a talk of, you know, not performing in India A in Australia. But what we are looking at is consistency, and he has done all the hard work, and, you know, that's why he was a part of the New Zealand squad as well. And post that, since then, he's gone into Ranji Trophy and got those runs, got hundreds. So, you know, it's opened an opportunity for Karun, because Rohit is now injured. And like I mentioned, you know, we still haven't looked at what combination to play with, whether to go with the same combination that we played against New Zealand or look at, you know, a different combination. But Karun, certainly someone who we have kept a close eye on and backed him for all the good things that he has done in domestic cricket. I'm really looking forward to, you know, if I'm sure he will get an opportunity. And when he gets the opportunity, it won't, you know, we will certainly back him to go and get the runs for India as well, like how he's done for Karnataka.
Last question, Freddie.
You spoke about the injury and replacements coming and playing. What it is for somebody who comes in as a replacement, and there is always this thing that the guy who was more regular in the team will return. And then what is your work in the team, in the sense that how you need to get everybody in the talk to them about the whole confidence thing? How do the players deal with it, and how do you as a coach?
Yeah, I think it's a very important point that you raised because communication is the key in any team activity. You know, whether you're doing well, whether you're not doing well, communication is extremely important. Communication with the players who've been injured is equally important as well. So I've been through that as a player. So I know exactly what goes through in a player's mind when he's injured and then watching the game, when somebody else is playing there. Of course, all of us want the team to do well and the player who's replaced also to do well. But having said that, it's important that we keep all of them in the loop. Yeah, it's unfortunate that someone like KL Rahul, who's batted brilliantly since the time he's made his international debut in all the three formats, is missing out. But, you know, we are hoping that he'll come back soon. So is Bhuvi. So is Shikhar. Unfortunate that he still hasn't recovered. And like I mentioned, you know, big blow for Rohit. Unfortunately, you know, the timing of his injuries haven't been ideal for him. And you know, we will keep them, motivated and positive about coming back. And it's they also realize that, it's something that is an occupational hazard. And when you're injured, what is most important as a coach to communicate to them is not to look at coming back quickly, because that's not going to help that particular individual. Also, it might let the team down. So it's important that the injured players come back when they're actually 100% right and play probably one domestic game and then see how they go and then come in rather than test them out here. So that's the kind of protocols that we have set. So if someone's injured, he goes back and plays domestic cricket if there is a domestic competition happening. And then so that he, plays under pressure and then comes in rather than bring him straight into in, unless there's a emergency or, on a case-to-case basis, we may change that. But overall, we have set certain protocols and I'm glad that, everyone's been following that. It is difficult when you get injured, but having said that, it's a part and parcel of one's international career.
Thank you very much.